The following program is proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.com.au.
Stories Under the Stars. The following story is fictitious. The purpose of this story is to teach important messages, manners, and morals to children in a way many of them will enjoy. The Ant and the Honey. Once upon a time, in a wide green valley, lived a little ant. She was still very young and had not seen many of the different things that were around the valley, as she mostly stayed in her anthill. So one day, she decided to go on an adventure and walk around this big valley. She was so excited about all the strange and beautiful things she might see. As she was walking, she saw some lovely tall trees. The trees were starting to grow flowers that were so bright and colourful. The smell of these flowers was so lovely, and she was so amazed by this sight that she could not look away. She saw some fuzzy insects flying around these flowers, going into the flower, and then coming out covered in pollen. Pollen is the powder in the middle of the flower. The insects were black and yellow and striped all over. "These must be bees," the young ant said excitedly. She watched the busy bees buzz from the flowers to this big brown round-shaped nest. "I wonder what is going on in there," she thought out loud. Just then, as she walked, still staring at the bees, she stepped on something sticky and golden. "Oh no, what a mess!" she exclaimed. She sat down and used a piece of grass to wipe the sticky gold off her feet. When she was done, she was about to continue her journey when a cricket hopped towards her, laughing at her. "Ha ha! You should have seen your face," he chirped cheekily. The ant did not find this funny. She was so embarrassed by the cricket's taunts that she almost started to cry. "No, don't cry," said the cricket. "I know what'll cheer you up. Why don't you taste that golden stuff? It's called honey. The bees in that tree made it." The little ant paused. Should she really do what this cheeky cricket says? She looked at the cricket and then at the honey. "It does look tasty," she thought. She picked up a little drop and licked it. "Yummy," she exclaimed. She went back into the puddle of sticky honey, grabbed handfuls of it, and kept eating and eating and eating until she was satisfied. She grabbed one last handful to take home and eat later and moved to step out of the honey. The little ant lifted her leg, but it wouldn't move. She tried her right leg, but it was hopeless. The little ant lifted her left leg, but it wouldn't move. She tried her right leg next, but it was hopeless. The little ant was stuck. She started to panic and searched around her for someone to help. The cheeky cricket had disappeared. Where had he gone? The little ant was all alone. Just then, she heard the marching of her ant friends. "Help me! Help me!" yelled the little ant to the colony. The ants rushed to help her. "Put the honey down. Maybe that's why you're stuck," one of them suggested. She did as they said and tried to step out again, but she was still stuck. They tried to pull her out by her arms, but even with all of them pulling, it wasn't enough to free the little ant. "We need help. We need the bees," one of them said as he rushed to the beehive. Within moments, the ant returned with two bees who were keen to help. One bee took the little ant's two arms on the left, and the other bee took her two right arms. They counted down. 3, 2, 1, pull! The little ant finally came out, covered in honey. "Yay! Hooray!" her colony shouted. They all walked the little ant to a puddle of water, where she washed off all the honey. One of them asked her, "Would you like some more honey for dinner?" "Not today," she said, and they all laughed. The end. The moral of this story, dear listeners, is that we should listen to good friends who want good things for us, and not listen to fake friends who do not want good things for us. Also, sometimes we get into a situation and we are happy until we realize it is a dangerous situation and we are stuck there. And so, dear listeners, learn from the little ant. She listened to the cheeky cricket who allowed her to get stuck in danger just so he could laugh at her. He is not a true friend. But her friends, the bees and the ants, worked together to help her out of her sticky situation. Until next time, boys and girls, good night and sleep tight.
Change. Sleep, my little man, sleep.